some might think it doesn't matter if a team is playing a non-conference opponent or a league game where points determine where you're standing. But really, every little thing counts.
Broken free by Fawcett. She's going to flip the puck high. Ahead to Thibodeau. Here comes Summer Thibodeau with a shot. Bouncing puck out in front. Rebound! Covered up and loose. Finally covered up by the goalie, and it breaks free. She didn't have control. Bemidji State scores. A scrum around the goaltender, Litchfield. She's not happy about that. Bemidji State strikes. A hard-working goal by Cicely Nelson, it looks like. She was on the doorstep, as was her rest of her line, pretty much.
The Beavers learned last year just how important every win was when it came down to advancing to the postseason. And this season, they're not going to let that opportunity slip away. BSU made sure of that this past weekend against Hockey East's University of Vermont. Sure, it was a long haul out east for the Beavs, but they weren't about to make excuses.
Wyvoda back to the blue line to Hunt. Hunt over to Miller. A little too hard for Miller. She'll finally get control. Hutchinson winds up and fires a shot and a goal. Huber roofs it. Tipped in by Kristen Huber of the Beavers.
They came out hard and took it to the Catamounts, winning Friday 2-1 and continuing their domination on Saturday.
Hutchinson chips it away from the Catamounts. Off the far wall. Tugas to Moore. Hannah Moore fires a shot, a goal! Bemidji State goes up 3-0. Hannah Moore from Caitlin Tugas. What a play there by the two seniors.
Three of the four Beavers' offensive line scored, while their defense stood like a brick wall in front of All-American goaltender Brittany Mowat.
Yeah, I think these four games have definitely set us up, and they've done a nice job preparing us. But we all know that the WCHA is a different animal, and it's going to be a battle come Friday night against Duluth. But we're looking forward to it.
Tonight, every little thing counts a little more as the Beavers open up WCHA play against the team they knocked out of the postseason, the University of Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs.
I think it's going to be a really good first weekend. We always have something when it comes with them. They're just always bring out the best in us, and we play really good when we play them. So I just hope it's another really good weekend where we bring our A game, and I'm sure they'll have theirs.
Conference play begins in just 30 minutes. It's the Beavers versus the Bulldogs next on the Beaver Radio Network.